don't matter. They win. Denver's a 7-point choice. I'm going to take the
hold of who gets this training as a lot. They get training and wind up doing something professional in the military that they had no clue of that they would wind up in this.
When you see shows like 24, does that seem realistic? For instance, one thing that they always do on 24, and they really do it in Alias, the guy who does the torturing will come in. Actually, no, the guy from the government doesn't do this. The guy usually in the bad guys always come in and they say, you see this? What we're going to do with this is we're going to start, you know, peeling your skin off, and then we're going to put a little, you know, lemon juice on or whatever it is. But they explain it before they do it. Where the guy in the government, he just does it. Which is real?
The guy in the government, our contractor now, there's contractors, just do it. That's Hollywood. Once they get a hold of it, to build the drama up and get you into it, as they, you know, you don't tell somebody that you're interrogating at that level that you're going to do this or that, and this is how we're going to do it. No. You go right to the action.
Why?
Because of this instills, they don't know what's coming next. This gets their attention real quick, and their adrenaline starts pumping, and some of them will spill the beans right there of whatever you're wanting to get out of them. Whatever that information is, they'll talk then and there before you ever start.
So in other words, let me ask you this. You always see, like, they'll come in with this briefcase, and they'll open it up, and there'll be all these tools in there. Is that going to happen either?
No. I did know a contractor that did drilling on live teeth, well teeth. And you've seen that before in movies. But that's the case where this guy, his technique was to lay out these instruments in front of you. As he was assembling and putting together things, there were people tying using tape. And
usually when they talk.
Yeah, and then it went right to work. It was pretty effective. But I never did that.
So let me ask you this. Because you're like, oh, this one contractor did this, blah, blah, blah. Is this stuff based on science, or is it... did you ever leave the office and say, Bill, that was genius. Where'd you come up with that? I don't know. I was thinking about it last night, decided to give it a whirl. I mean, improvised stuff?
Yeah, improvised on the fly. You know, what will work? What can we do next? Use your imagination.
Holy cow. What do you think of the John McCain bill where he says no torture at any time?
I think it goes back to what you said earlier, that McCain has been through this. You know, he was beaten and tortured for years.
Well, how come Mitch, I mean, I think the argument on the other side would be, we don't want to be like those people. We're better than those people.
Well, we are better, but again, I mean, everybody, whether it's, you know, modern day forces using these techniques or somebody in the third world, they all use it. And we're not any better. We're all at the same level when it comes to extracting information. There's no country, I don't think, that you know, they're going to come out publicly
but
and
we
say,
don't,
we don't do this.
But we don't.
In the background, they do.
We don't do this, I mean, at the drop of a... I mean, for instance, let me ask you this question. Somebody has nuclear secrets. We don't torture them for the information. But if somebody has... If we have indication that there is an imminent threat...
That's when.
Then we go for it, right? We have to have an imminent threat. We're just not torturing people for information, right?
Oh, no. You're already at the level that you know that there's something going to happen. We just don't know where, what, when, and how. But we know that these particular individuals know something about it.
Is there a level of torture? I mean, if you would come into a room and you'd look at me and you'd say, this guy looks like a puss, man. Here we go. I'm going to hold the Cheerios away from him. Are there levels of torture, or do you just start with the ear?
No. Generally, if you've had psychologists go in and talk with these people and had an investigator, you know, some interrogators, you generally know what you're going to expect to obtain from them when you proceed. I mean, you've got a low level... low level, moderate levels, and extreme, you know, high levels of methods that you can use. And you start with generally what you feel will work best then. You don't work yourself up into something that's going to... That's when you get resistance. You keep trying and using different methods, you're not going to get anything. You got to start with something that's going to work right now. In other words, go from the top down if you have to.
So when you see shows where they're torturing people for days and days and days and days and months and months and months, that's not generally the way it works?
It does work that way in the detention centers and prisons. That kind of goes back to what you were asking. Are we looking for information that
right.
leads to other information? They continue to interrogate and torture people at low level for that type of information. But it's nothing that's grave, you know, that's imminent.
Do you ever accidentally kill somebody?
No. Made them wish they were dead. You know, when you have, like I was saying, I mean, the best, my most successful use of any technique was high-pressure air. You just think of a small velocity hose with 1,200 PSI of air coming through it. I don't know if you've ever heard a hose with that much pressure go off. But once your ears immediately bleed, one ear blown completely out, and you don't have to do the other one.
Mitch?
It's like your head exploding inside is the way I always thought of it.
Do you ever have a hard time sleeping at night?
No.
Good for you. Good for you. Is it because you did it for the country?
Yeah, I knew how important it was, and if we didn't get it, then this is the result of not getting. If you don't get the information now, you're not gonna.
Did you ever torture somebody for the information, not get the information, and then you saw the results of not getting that information?
Yes.
Did that make you not sleep at night?
No, it made me want to. On the next one that I had an opportunity to work with, I was motivated at that point that we're not going to fail.
Got to tell you, Mitch, you tell one of these stories that I don't know if you're comfortable telling this kind of thing. It's not something that when you first meet, say, hey, by the way, for 30 years I tortured people. I mean, it's kind of an awkward, weird kind of thing. But I have to tell you, when all is said and done, I'm glad people like you are on our side.
Well, I'm glad I was on my side, too. But, this is something that my family has no idea what I'm doing. My closest friends wouldn't
know. They do know now?
No. Well, unless they can tell who this is speaking.
So Mitch is not your real name?
No.
You've never told your family this stuff?
No.
What do they think you did all these years?
Work with intelligence.
Why would you tell me? Why would you tell me and not your friends or your family?
Because you asked for somebody that had experience with it.
So in other words, I get you. So it's in other words, you can get to it and say, Dad, you never told us this. You didn't ask.
They asked. I was an intelligence officer. What'd you do? I extracted intelligence. Whether it be, using
technology. Let me ask you this question. You ever have any discipline problems with your kids?
Yeah, I did. I look back on a lot of things. I'm raising my two sons, and they're grown now and completed college, both of them. But I tell you what, there's a lot of things that I would have done and would do if I had it to do over again.
I got to tell you, if Dad ever says, where's my high-pressure hose, you better start running. Mitch, hang on the phone just a second, all right, sir? All right. Thank you.
WPHT. Glenn Beck.
I gotta tell you, I'm so conflicted on this because I'm so anti Abu Ghraib. I just think what happened to Abu Ghraib was just it was kid stuff. It was just bad stuff. And I said at that time, if we're gonna do this, we need pros to do it. And, you know, that's, I guess, where Mitch comes in. But I don't know, was anybody else a little freaked out by what? Uncomfortable, you know, don't know how to feel about what he said. More on tomorrow, including the bird flu, which we didn't get to today. Amazing stuff on the bird flu on tomorrow's program with more on trivia.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Number one for talk radio from the cradle of liberty. This is Infinity Broadcasting's Big Talker. 1210.